USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and other top Biden officials who are resisting efforts to obtain their communications with social media companies must hand over their records. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty ordered on Tuesday. The government is being sued by the Attorneys General of Louisiana and Missouri over alleged collusion with social media firms to censor users. 50 government officials have been ordered to turn over their communications as soon as possible. In what would have been an unimaginable scenario just a few months ago, Russia has stopped all natural gas flows to Europe through its Nord Stream pipeline, putting the continent into uncertainty. With the United States no longer energy independent, help from America will be limited, if any. As the Department of Justice continues to have selective leaks using secret sources, a report on Tuesday disclosed information about top-secret documents that were reportedly taken when the FBI raided President Trump's South Florida home. One document contained information on another country's military and nuclear capabilities. The State Department announced a $1.1 billion arms package for Taipei after weeks of mounting tension with China in the Taiwan Strait. The majority of the package includes logistics support for Taiwan's surveillance radar program. It also includes 60 Harpoon anti-ship missiles and 100 Sidewinder tactical air missiles. The package must clear the 30-day congressional review period, where little resistance is expected. A Christian radio station based in Odessa, Ukraine, is moving out of the country to avoid running afoul of a new law imposed over the war. No Russian language music. As Christianity Today reports, the majority of contemporary worship songs in Ukraine are in Russian, including those written by Ukrainians. We are USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Legal experts are hailing a federal judge's decision to appoint a special master to review records seized by the FBI during its unprecedented raid of President Trump's Florida home, calling it a clear win for Trump, as 45 is claiming a continuation of the witch hunt. Former Attorney General Bill Barr disagrees with the transparency, saying the government should challenge the Florida judge's decision. The special master will be appointed by Friday. Cleota Apsin, the 38-year-old Memphis, Tennessee man accused in the kidnapping and murder of jogger Elisa Fletcher, was only 16 when he began a 20-year prison term for kidnapping another victim at gunpoint. He was out for 2 years before being accused of last week's aggravated abduction and murder. When asked if a man can get pregnant, an Oklahoma City polling company has the results.
Nearly one in four Democratic voters believe men can get pregnant. According to a new poll, the online survey conducted by WPA Intelligence found 22% of Democrats agreed with the statement, quote, some men can get pregnant, unquote. The percentage rose when only including women, and a whopping 36% of white college-educated female Democrats concurred. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The National Football League season gets underway tomorrow evening when the Bills travel to the Rams in Southern California. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.